Welcome to At Your Service, the U.S. Army Finance and Comptroller Podcast, the podcast for finance professionals by finance professionals. I'm your host, Brad Staggs, and on this episode, we're talking about awards. The Office of the Assistant Secretary of the Army Financial Management and Comptroller's 2024 Army Financial Management Awards Program, to be exact. Our guests today are Ms. Debbie Delaney and Ms. Stephanie Johns. Ms. Delaney is the Program and Budget Chief for Headquarters Army Materiel Command and Professional Development Institute 2025 Primary Command Point of Contact, and Ms. Johns serves as the Executive Officer of Headquarters of Army Futures Command Resource Management Directorate and is a past Primary Command POC for PDI 2024 and contributor to the awards program. Having said all that, thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Now, we're talking today because a lot of people don't understand what the Army Financial Management Awards Program is actually about. Can you explain to us what the objective of this awards program actually is?
Yes, Brad, I can. The program celebrates exceptional contributions to the financial management by individuals, teams, and organizations within the Army. It highlights innovation, leadership, and achievements in the areas like cost savings, process improvements, and customer service.
Well, that's fantastic. Tell me a little bit about the award levels themselves. What are the key categories in these awards?
Well, the key categories are, like I said, and one of the things I think we need to mention is who can actually be part of it. It's both civilian and military. So both civilian and military can actually put themselves in for these awards. So I just wanted to make sure people are aware it's both civilian and military. So these categories are accounting and internal auditing. And in this category, what we're looking at is looking for professionals who have achieved success in improving business management, accounting, information technology, and internal controls. And so anything where they're looking at that and have done a comprehensive independent review that have improved Army operations. The next one is finance. And in finance, what they're looking for are people who have done financial management operations, such as disbursing operations, travel, civilian pay, and military. And they're wanting to look at anybody who has enhanced those business processes across the Army. Next is financial statement auditing. So in that area, a lot of people have been involved because, you know, we are trying to get audit compliant. And so here's where we're recognizing significant contributions where individuals have been able, as well as teams, have been able to remediate material weaknesses, align with Army audit priorities, and also have accelerated its path so that we can get an unmodified audit opinion. Next is the budgeting. In this area, we're looking for people who have done excellence in building and defending and executing Army budget in the PBB process to better defend the Army resources. And also is cost savings, analysis, and evaluation initiatives. These are for people who have done stuff with cost analysis to improve mission effectiveness through the wise use of our limited resources. And then there's three others. The next one is comptroller and deputy comptroller. This is to actually recognize a primary staff who is responsible for maintaining and administrative controlling accounting for funds that are needed to secure our resources. So this is to really to get after those comptrollers and deputies who are great leaders in that area. Next is education, training, and career development. In this area, we're looking for ways of people who have actually done stuff like create and done executive things across not just their area, but promotes effective training programs across both civilian and military. And then financial management author of the year. So with this, we're looking for people who have actually wrote articles. And with that, when they actually when they submit this award, they're going to provide the article or manuscript of which one they're going to do the award and nomination for. And then last and not least, but is our Fellows Intern Award. This is an area where we can recognize our CP interns. And they have to be in it for at least a minimum of 6 months within the fiscal year. And so any kind of significant contributions that they've made.
It sounds like there's something for everybody up and down the finance and comptroller chain. And that is fantastic. Now, Debbie, we hope to see a lot of nominations this year, just more than ever. But what really, for you, makes a nomination stand out from the rest?
Well, what that stands out from the rest is it needs to be clear, concise, and impactful. So one of the things that you've got to be careful about when writing this is it needs to be written not from a technical perspective, but it needs to be written where in a way that resonates with both financial and non-financial people. Because I think we have a lot of tendencies to write a lot of jargon, acronyms, and that kind of thing. And so it needs to be written to where it can resonate with both audiences.
Does that stand out as what some of the most common mistakes is when people just don't write things in plain English?
Well, not just that. You need to understand that you need to have several people look at this. I mean, there have been things where they've left out and not completed the whole packages, which then would cause a problem because it wouldn't be able to be submitted. Also, double checking your spelling and formatting, and then not being so wordy. I mean, that's where we get into about being clear and concise. You need to just stick to the limit of the page and not just add a lot of words. So just refrain from getting real wordy and get to the point and actually show, like, here's the outcomes and what was the benefits to the Army.
Now, Stephanie, you were in an enviable position last year. What memorable takeaways do you have from last year's winners?
Well, thank you for that question. And I think Debbie really summarized exactly what the awards panel looks for when they're reviewing the awards packets, but I think winners often remark that their success is because of the teamwork environment that they work in, innovative thinking, and an understanding of the Army's mission as a whole, and also just their contribution within their command or within their team, having an understanding of where they fall into the larger picture for the Army mission is essential. Also, I think we can all agree when we're in PDI and we hear some of the projects that are submitted and some of the work that the awards nominees are being submitted for, their achievements are very, for lack of a better word, inspiring, because it really shows how financial management directly supports the operational readiness of not only, as I mentioned, their command, but also the Army as a whole. And then also to piggyback on a little on the last question that you asked, Debbie, about, what stands out in these packets and kind of what we should be looking for. I think a memorable takeaway really from a past awards winners are that they're being nominated to begin with. Oftentimes, some of the awardees don't know that they're being nominated by their either their counterparts, their colleagues, or their leadership. And so I think we don't toot our own horn as often as we should. And, sometimes folks just want to hear and see a thank you. So I think that's probably one of the more memorable takeaways from last year's winners is just they're being honored, being to be honored. And they're just, excited to be recognized for the work that they've done and their hard work.
So other than realizing that they are being honored for their work, what are some other, what's more advice that you would actually give to the future nominees that are coming in?
I think as Debbie described, I think the best and most, most impactful advice would be to take it all in, to attend, to be there. I mean, sometimes We've had instances where winners have never attended a PDI in person. So once, you know, once they've been named, and if they've been named as a as an awardee or a winner of a category, this gives them an opportunity to travel, but also to interact and be in the room with Army senior leadership in the field that they have worked so hard in. So it's great for them to be in that environment, but also just to be amongst others that they can glean additional information or practices or practical practices that maybe they can apply within their own command. But I think more importantly, it's just the opportunity to be there in person is you know, when they can, if the opportunity arises, I think that's exciting for them.
And speaking of being at the PDI in person, it is going to be May 28th through 30th of next year, of 2025, in New Orleans.
Yes, the Big Easy.
Yeah, anybody who doesn't think they want to go to PDI, let me say again, it's in New Orleans. So not a bad place to have the PDI.
Best food there is, I'm telling you.
Spoken like a true Southerner.
It's really good food. I actually lived in New Orleans right out of college, so it is really good food. One thing I'd like to piggyback on, if you would allow me to, Brad, that Stephanie mentioned, you know, about attending and being there in person and hearing what we hear. But to kind of talk about one of the things, probably lessons learned, and Stephanie, if you're about to say this, I'll please jump in. But to one of the things they need to learn from the winners of last year is make it more about storytelling when you're writing this stuff, because it makes it very interesting for the people who are like reviewing this and are grading the awards. So make it more like that and give examples, specific examples. Don't be very general when you're writing, because that doesn't like resonate with the group who's actually doing the panels. I actually have been on a panel member and actually graded in the past, and it makes it a lot easier for them to understand what you're trying to say, and make sure that there's things tangible in there so that they can understand what you made the difference with and what resources that you saved and how you actually improve the Army processes.
Thank you, Debbie. I couldn't have said that any more concise or clear. And I mean, and honestly, she's absolutely correct. I think oftentimes, whatever field you're in, but specifically and especially with financial management, you're so close to the subject matter. You're so close to what you do every day. So it oftentimes you're not able to, or you think that everyone should understand what you're trying to convey in your application packet or your awards packet. So it is important that you tell a story, as Debbie said, that you're clear, concise. You don't use as many acronyms, because even though senior leaders across the Army are reviewing your packets, they may not necessarily know to the detail that you do what you're doing. So telling a story is very, very important, because it really aids in the reviewers to understand what you're doing, to see where the impacts were made, and also, more importantly, to see where the cost savings and the improvements were made for your area or as it impacts what we do.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard the best tips that you could possibly hear for putting your award packets in. Now, I do want to make sure that you know that this is to cover achievements from October 1st, 2023 to September 30th, 2024. So these have to be in that time frame and during that time, and they must be received by December 18th. That's right. The award packets must be received by December 18th. And there is a website now that you can go to find out everything about these awards. And that is at www.asafm.army.mil/WDT. If you go to that page, you can just click on the awards tab, as I just did, and it will give you all the awards information, and all the packets must be turned into the email address that you will see on that page. You will see a link to an email address where they all must go to. Ladies, I cannot thank you enough for being with us today. Any final tips that you have? We'll start with Stephanie.
I think I'll just piggyback on what I said. That is to be encouraged. Be encouraged to submit, not only for yourself, but to recognize your colleagues. You know, don't be afraid to step out a little bit. Sometimes we are a little too modest and we don't, as I mentioned, toot our own horn. So I think we should all be proud of the work that we do, and we should not be afraid to recognize our work and our accomplishments. But as you mentioned, there's the website at the ASA-FMNC website where you can get the information about what is necessary to make a complete awards packet. The deadline, and I'm sure Debbie will foot stomp this, but the deadline to submit awards packets is the 18th of December, 2024. So there's still time. And I'm going to toss to Debbie for any other tips and tricks or last minute updates that she may have.
My thing is just do it. It's, you know, because if you don't try, you never know what you can succeed. And then it gives also an opportunity for your command to be able to shine on what they're doing out there, because sometimes people don't know in other organizations. So my last words are just do it.
Fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it. There is no reason for you not to put in your people for awards for this year's awards that will be presented during the PDI May 28th to 30th, again, in New Orleans. Ladies, thank you very much. We appreciate your time today. You can find out more about Army Financial Operations and information at the Army Financial Management and Comptroller website at www.asafm.army.mil.